in His righteousness.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
In a place where we ain't got to sin no more.
Yeah.
Right.
Right.
Think about that.
Yeah,
we will be with the one who died for us.
That's right.
We're not going to be able to do. We're not going to be able to say.
Hey.
We're not going to be able to think.
Yeah.
Even think.
Yeah.
Any sin. I can't wait for that day.
Amen.
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 Amen. We don't want to. Sometimes we want to hurry up and rush the Lord's coming, but guess what? It's in His timing. Amen.
Amen.
When He's ready, He's ready. When God tells His Son to come back, He'll come. When He's ready to give that shout's going to come. Amen.
Amen.
There's no. We can't make Him come any faster. Right.
That's right.
But while we're here, we got a job to do.
Amen.
So, amen. We got to bring somebody with us.
Right.
Amen.
Amen.
We all know somebody. We say it all the time. We all got a loved one.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes.
So, amen. His perfect salvation. Isn't that perfect?
Amen.
Amen.
And then it says His wonderful love.
Amen.
I'll shout with the millions on high.
Yeah.
Amen. Well, that's going to be a good day.
Amen.
Amen. It's going to be a good day.
Amen.
What a day that will be when my Jesus I shall see.
Amen. That's right.
Amen. God is good, isn't He?
Amen.
Good, good morning. I think we have one visitor this morning.
Amen.
Remember where I was this morning for Sunday school?
Proverbs.
I was here, yes.
Proverbs.
How was your church, Jeff?
Amen, it was good.
It was good?
Yeah.
Amen. Your church was good too?
Yes, sir.
Amen. Preach the Word of God?
Yes, sir.
Preach the pain off the walls?
Yep.
You didn't fall down any stairs?
Right.
All right. Amen. Amen. Sunday school, I was at a book of Proverbs, so if you go there, Proverbs. Remember what we were talking about?
Yep.
Spirits.
Spirits. Just to recap, we'll read Proverbs 1:23 and Proverbs 25, verse 28. So put your finger there. We'll read Proverbs 1 first, and then we'll read Proverbs 25. I'll do a little recap, and then we'll get into it. Proverbs chapter 1, verse 23. Turn you at my reproof. Behold, I will pour out my spirit upon you. I will make known my words unto you. In verse 25, or chapter 25, verse 28. He that hath no rule over his own spirit is like a city that is broken down and without walls.
Right.
Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father, we love you. We thank you. We praise you so much for today. We thank you so much that we have men out there that are preaching the Word of God in different churches. Thank you for Brother Jeff and Brother Rich that are willing servants to do what they've been called to do. And that's to preach the Word. Father, we just thank you so much for this church. We thank you for those that showed up this evening. We thank you for those that came this morning. Father, and I do pray for that lost soul that might have been with us this morning.
Amen.
That you just tug on their heart. Lord, give them that understanding that they need to be saved. They need to be born again.
Amen.
To be a part of that sheepfold. And we just thank you so much that you're a God that loves us, you care for us, Lord,
yes.
And you just want us to serve you, Lord. And Father, so I just pray that you'd keep me from saying what you don't want me to say and help me to say what you want me to say, Lord. And we'll give you all the honor and all the glory in Christ Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Now the Spirit of God, Spirit of God, Spirit of man. Quick recap, God the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Men, right? Is the body, soul, and spirit. Our mind, our will, and emotions. This morning I said that God has a spirit as man has a spirit in 1 Thessalonians and in Luke. And I said sometimes it's a little difficult to discern the spirit when we're reading the Bible of what the Bible is saying about that spirit, whether if it's the Holy Spirit or spiritual beings or the inner parts of the man. Right? Sometimes we can get, okay, what is this talking about?
Yep.
But that's why it's important to, number one, pray before you read the Bible and ask God to show us in the Bible what he's referring to. In the book of Proverbs, I said it's referring to our seat of emotions, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And I said that we have some crazy emotions sometimes.
Yeah, that's right.
And our spirit, it can be seen as an attitude or the real you, right? Just a quick recap. I want to get right into this because I got quite a bit more. Number one, I said in Proverbs 13:8 that there was a what? A faithful spirit.
Faithful.
Can you be faithful? And I hope you are faithful to the Lord, to your family, to your friends, to your church, and to your work, right? Two, I said there's also a hasty spirit in Proverbs chapter 14, verse 29. That is somebody who is impulsive, hasty, eager, rash, and just forward, right? Just says things with no filter whatsoever.
Mm-hmm.
I said a hasty spirit results in a hasty mouth, results in much trouble, folly, and foolishness. Mm-hmm. Amen? And that is true. And number three, I think I stopped with this one. Well, I didn't stop. We did this one. Was a broken spirit in Proverbs chapter 15, verses 4 and 13. And also in 17, verse 22. And I went into what the broken spirit was and how David, how his broken spirit, that God had to break his spirit to what? Come to a place of repentance. Remember, David had to be reminded of his sin with Bathsheba,
yep.
Right? And his sin with... Yes. He had to be reminded of that, right? Which broke his spirit, which he had to come to a place of repentance
to
get that right with God.
Amen.
So what do we got next? Number four. Let's go to Proverbs chapter 16. Proverbs 16. In verse 18. Pride goeth before destruction, and a haughty spirit before a fall. A haughty spirit. What is a haughty spirit?
Arrogant.
A prideful, arrogant spirit. Amen? Pride will have a fall, the Bible says, right? Pride goeth before destruction, and a haughty spirit before a fall. Proverbs chapter 11. Proverbs 11 verse 2. When pride cometh, then cometh shame, but with the lowly is wisdom. Amen.
Amen.
Boy, we ought not to have a haughty spirit. A haughty spirit, pride can, you know, can strike at any time in any of us.
Yeah,
right. At any time. It doesn't matter when. You know, it has no boundaries.
Yeah.
It has no boundaries. The rich, the poor can have a haughty spirit. The ignorant, the knowledge, the follower as the leader.
Come on.
Amen?
Come on. Amen.
Remember Cain?
Yeah.
I believe Cain had a haughty spirit.
Mm-hmm.
He brought forth a sacrifice, did he not? He brought a sacrifice that he thought which was going to be good before God.
That's right.
And God what? God denied it.
That's right.
Look, that's not the sacrifice that I'm looking for.
That's right.
Cain got a haughty spirit, prideful spirit, and what did he end up doing?
Yeah.
He ended up slaying his brother because of it.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
All because of pride. Shame on us when we come before God and God says no, and we throw up a wall of haughtiness before God and say, you want to know what? I'll teach you.
Yeah.
No. God is trying to keep us humble. Amen?
Amen.
It's a haughty spirit. It's somebody who is trying to be that's inferior. That is, he's better than everybody else.
Uh-huh.
Amen?
Right. Amen.
Let's go to Matthew chapter 26.
Oh,
Matthew chapter 26. Let's take a look at somebody else real quick. Verse 26:33, Peter answered and said unto him, though all men shall be offended because of thee, yet I will never, yeah. Right?
Uh-huh.
Who are we talking about here? Said that Peter.
Yeah.
So Peter's talking here. Jesus said unto him, verily I say unto thee, that this night, before the cock crow, thou shalt deny me thrice.
Uh-huh.
Peter said unto him, though I should die with thee, yet I will not deny thee.
Yeah,
likewise also said all the disciples.
Amen.
You know, he's standing before God, and Peter's saying, look it, I'm not going to deny you, Lord. I'll die with you. I'm not going to deny you.
Yeah, right.
But Jesus looks at him and says, look it, before the cock crow, you will.
Right.
You're going to deny me.
That's right.
Not once, not twice, but three times you're going to deny me. And then guess what happened? Because of that haughty spirit, pride cometh before what? Destruction. And the haughty spirit before the fall. Guess what? When that came to Peter, when he made eye contact, when that cock crew, and he made eye contact with Christ, he remembered, and then what? He began to weep. He had to go out and cry. He remembered. You get what I'm saying? Yeah. That haughty spirit, be careful.
Yeah.
Peter had that haughty spirit.
That's right.
God knows if you got a haughty spirit or not.
Mm-hmm.
How about Pharaoh?
Yeah.
Pharaoh had a haughty spirit.
Yeah.
How many times did he have a chance to let the children of Israel go?
Yeah.
He had so many chances, right?
Yeah.
And his heart was what? Hardened. And his heart was hardened. I will not let your people go. God, Moses goes before God and says, look it. No. Pharaoh says no. And then the plagues had to come, right?
Yeah.
And then finally, Nathaniel, was I talking with Nathaniel about this? I don't remember. About putting the blood on the side post.
Yeah.
Him and I were talking about this. And that, I forgot where he even was going with this. But anyways, that the death angel was coming through. And right?
Yeah. Right.
And then Pharaoh, after he saw the firstborn die, including his own.
Yeah.
Right? Then he let him go.
Yeah.
Right? But what happened shortly after that?
Yeah,
just before they're getting ready to cross the Red Sea, guess what? We're going to go get them.
Uh-huh.
A haughty spirit.
Yeah.
And guess what? He drew all those men. He's the one that drew all those men into that
parting
of the sea. Thank you. And they get and they what? And they die.
Yeah.
Destruction.
Yeah.
And haughty spirit. Be careful, folks.
Yeah.
How about? Let's go to Leviticus. Maybe you know where I'm going.
Yeah, look out.
Leviticus chapter 10. Remember what happened in Leviticus chapter 10? You know who, remember Aaron's sons? Who were Aaron's sons? Yes. Nadab and Abihu. What happened to them? Let's look. Leviticus chapter 10. Leviticus 10, verse number 1. And Nadab and Abihu, the sons of Aaron, took either of them his censer, and put fire therein, and put incense thereon, and offered strange fire before the Lord, which he commanded them what? Not to do. I added that in there. That's not in your Bible, by the way. He commanded them not. Specifically, God commanded them not to do something, and because of their haughty spirit, they thought that they could pull one over on God. Right? What happened?
Amen.
And there went out a fire from whom?
The Lord.
The Lord, and devoured them, and they died before the Lord.
Yeah.
You want to talk about a haughty spirit?
Yeah.
Be careful, Christian.
Uh-huh.
Be careful.
Right.
Amen?
Yes.
Where are we going? Psalms 101. You know, it's very easy to get lifted up in pride.
Yeah.
Very easy.
Yeah. Thing that we struggle with the most.
Verse number 5. Psalms 101:5. Who privily slandereth his neighbor? We can preach on that right there.
Mm-hmm.
And who's your neighbor?
Everyone.
That's right. Him will I cut off. Him that hath a high look and a proud heart, I will not suffer. I'm just saying, folks. Let's go to 2 Samuel. Second Samuel 22. Second Samuel 22, verse 28. And the afflicted people, now this is the David's Psalms of Thanksgiving in this chapter, beautiful chapter.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 28, and the afflicted people thou wilt save, but thy eyes are upon the who?
Haughty.
Haughty, that thou mayest bring them down.
Damn.
So through these verses, does God warn us not to have a haughty spirit? A prideful spirit. Because guess what? When you are brought up in pride, guess what? The only way, God's going to have to bring you down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And don't be mad at God if he has to do that to one of us.
Yeah.
He does it because he loves us. He doesn't want us to be built up in pride. James chapter 4. Verse number 6, but he giveth more grace, wherefore he saith, God resisteth the proud, but giveth grace to the humble. Amen.
Amen.
It's better to just be of a humble spirit.
Yes.
Amen.
Yeah.
Proverbs 16, we'll look at another spirit. Proverbs 16. Verse 19. You read 18. We'll read it again, though. Pride goeth before destruction, and a haughty spirit before a fall. Better is to be of a humble spirit with the lowly than to divide the spoil with the proud.
Yeah.
Amen. So in verse 18, we have a haughty spirit, right? Verse 19 tells us to have a what?
Humble.
A humble spirit. Now, the book of Proverbs is the what? The book of wisdom. Who wrote the book of wisdom?
Solomon.
So do you think Solomon dealt with a proudful heart at times?
Oh, sure.
Or a haughty spirit? And also dealt with a humble spirit at times?
Well,
I think so. Henceforth, we have the book of Proverbs, which we can get great wisdom from.
Amen.
A humble spirit. Philippians chapter 3, I like looking at our characters in the Bible who had humble spirits. What did I say to go? Philippians. Man, I guess my nap wasn't long enough. Philippians chapter 3, sorry. Philippians Philippians 3, let's take a look at what Paul said. In verse number 4, though I might also have confidence in the flesh, if any other man thinketh that he hath whereof he might trust the flesh, what's Paul say? I mourn. You think Paul kind of experienced, you know, all the things in the book of Proverbs as well? Circumcised the eighth day of the stock. Circumcised the eighth day of the stock of Israel, the tribe of Benjamin, in Hebrew of the Hebrews, as touching the law, a Pharisee, concerning zeal, persecuting the church, touching the righteousness which is in the law, blameless. But what things were gained to me, those I count lost for who?
Christ.
For Christ. Yea, doubtless I count all things but lost for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and do count them but dung, that I may win Christ.
Amen.
Paul is saying, look it, I have all these credentials.
Yeah.
You can have all these credentials and be lifted up, but guess what Paul is saying? Look it, all that means nothing.
Right.
It means nothing. Mm-hmm. All that stuff I count as dung, what, so I can win Christ. Because what was Paul's focus on all the time? Especially he's writing to all these churches. Where did he want the people of these churches, their focus to be on?
Right.
Not him, Jesus Christ.
Right.
So he's telling these people in the church of Philippi, look it, I'm more. If anybody's going to brag, I'm more because I have all these. Hmm. But look at all that means nothing. It means nothing without Jesus Christ. Because
right.
If you die without Jesus Christ with all those things, guess what?
You're still going to hell.
Exactly. But if you have all those things, or even if you have one thing, every born-again Bible-believing child of God, God has given them one gift. Amen? At least one gift. And that one gift you can use for the honor and glory of God. And that's why He gave it to us.
Right.
Not to be built up in pride, but to help somebody out. Probably somebody inside the church.
Amen.
I'm just saying.
Amen.
That's why He gave us those gifts. Because not everybody gets the same gifts.
Right.
So therefore, we bring all of our gifts together, and guess what?
Guess what?
Boy, we can really do something.
Yeah, that's right.
Remember, Jesus prayed for His own. Amen?
That's right.
We need to pray for one another.
Amen.
We need to be lifting one another up.
Amen.
Right?
Amen.
A humble spirit. Let's look at Psalms chapter 8. You know, I love my King James Bible.
Amen.
It is filled with amazement. Every time I open up the Word of God, I'm just in the book of Proverbs. You read the proverb a day, right?
Yeah.
We read it every day, 31 days, you read a proverb a day.
Yeah.
And then God begins to show you out of the book of Proverbs, which you would never think, and then you're just like, wow.
Yeah, right.
This is amazing. Isn't it amazing? Mm-hmm. To me, I get chills thinking about it.
Right.
And I forget where I said to go, Psalms 8. I'll get there. I told you I'm a slow Bible turner. Mm-hmm. Psalms 8. See what David said. When I consider thy heavens, the work of thy fingers, the moon and the stars which thou hast ordained. Look at verse number 4. What is man that thou art mindful of him?
Amen.
And the son of man that thou visitest him. Look at David is saying, you're the God that made the heaven and the stars. You're the one that spoke the very world into being. And then you think about me. If that's not humbling right there in itself, I don't know what else is.
Right.
For what is man that thou art mindful of him? God could have just created us just to create us and just laugh at us. You know what I'm saying? But He didn't create us for that.
Amen. Right?
He created us what? In His image.
That's right.
To be like His Son, Jesus Christ. And to have a relationship with Him.
Amen?
Man, that is To me, that is humbling. Right. Thank you, David, for putting that in the book of Psalms.
Amen.
I like that. How about Genesis chapter 50? We know who this character is. Genesis 50. And you know all things were written for what? Our what?
Ammunition.
For our ammunition and our learning.
Uh-huh.
We learn from this Bible, don't we?
Uh-huh. Yep.
Amen.
So when Joseph goes through something, and he gets through it, we can learn from it, amen, as David did, as Paul did. We got the same spirit, don't we?
Amen.
Sure do.
Thank you, Lord.
Genesis 50, verse 20 says, "But as for you, he thought evil against me, but God meant it unto good, to bring to pass as it is this day, to save much people alive." Now we all know the story of Joseph, sold into slavery. His brothers did it, right?
Yeah.
Now he could have had a haughty spirit at this time, couldn't he?
Yeah.
He could have said, "Man, I'm going to get revenge on these fellas. They don't, and they won't even know it's me."
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. But you remember the time where he first saw his brothers?
Yeah.
And he cried?
Yeah.
Man, if that's not a humble spirit.
Sure.
Man, because I know when somebody does me wrong, remember I said Wednesday sometimes we have that get even attitude?
Oh, yeah.
You know, I want to get even.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Joseph didn't have that. Joseph said, "Look at God, but God meant it to good. Why? So we can save much people, including you."
Yeah.
Amen?
Amen.
Boy, that's good. And what about Jesus himself?
Yeah.
Boy, what an example about being humble.
Amen.
That's right.
Yeah.
One who took the scourgings, took the lashings, being spit upon.
Yeah.
Amen.
Sure. Yeah.
And anything that you could think to do to a human being, somebody did it to Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Yeah. Amen.
Yeah.
And he only said, "Father, forgive them. Forgive them, for they know not what they do."
Yeah.
I love them. I'm doing this because I love them. What a humble spirit.
Right.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Let's look at another spirit. Well, we got time. All right. Proverbs 16. Proverbs 16 and verse number 32. "He that is slow to anger is better than the mighty, and he that ruleth his spirit than he that taketh a city."
Mm.
How about a ruled spirit? You got a ruled spirit? What's ruled?
Control.
Somebody who's got some control, some temperance. Amen?
Yeah.
We probably know some people that don't have any of that, that absolutely act like a fool when anything comes along. They have absolutely no temperance. They're in control none of the time. God needs to control your spirit. Have some temperance. You know you have wars in your members, and the spirit warreth against the flesh and vice versa. But which one are you letting rule you more? Your flesh or the spirit? Have some control. And I already said that Joseph was a perfect example of that.
Yes.
That he has some temperance. Let's look at Proverbs 25. Proverbs 25. I read this in our opening. "He that hath," verse 28, chapter 25. He that hath no rule over his own spirit is like a city that is broken down without walls. Isn't that the truth?
Mm-hmm.
You know somebody that does not have any control? It's like their world's falling around them. Because they have no control over their spirit. They have no control over their attitude. And just everything that seems like in this person's life, the Bible says that has no rule over his spirit. It's like a city that is broken down. Mm-hmm. And without walls. That means everything that comes in without any walls is going to bother you.
Yep.
You're gonna lose your cool.
Yeah.
I don't know, I like that one. Ruled spirit. You got a ruled spirit? Who's ruling your spirit?
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Let's look at another spirit. Proverbs 17. We're right in the book of Proverbs still. We might even be done early. You're saying, oh, all right. It's snack time. Polly's probably waiting to get some more peanut M&Ms. He asked me before church, he had a bag of M&Ms. Dad, can I have these? I said, go ask your mom. He comes downstairs. Mom said I could have a couple of them. So I opened them up and gave them to him, gave him a couple. He said, that's it? Just a couple, you know? Wait a minute. Mom said a couple. But he had more than a couple. He had four or five handfuls. And I don't know, that kid, I don't even know why I said that. Well, snack time. That's right. Snack time. Kid. Proverbs 17 in verse 27. says, he that hath knowledge feareth his words, and a man of understanding is of a excellent spirit. Now, the excellent spirit's not maybe what you think, like, oh, excellent, man. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Dude, that's cool.
Mm-hmm.
That's not what the Bible's talking about.
Yeah, that's right.
I believe it's talking about, if you read the beginning of that, he that hath knowledge,
uh-huh,
right, spareth his words,
uh-huh,
and a man of understanding is of an excellent spirit. I believe the excellent spirit is one with wisdom with his words.
Okay. Right.
Amen?
Amen?
How about Daniel? Daniel chapter 5. There's one that is distinguished for wisdom and knowledge. Daniel chapter 5 and verse number 12. For as much as an excellent spirit in knowledge and understanding, interpreting of dreams and showing of hard sentences and dissolving of doubts were found in the same Daniel whom the king of Belshazzar, now let Daniel be called, and he will shew thee. And he will shew the interpretation. The Bible says that Daniel here had a what? An excellent spirit. Why did he have that excellent spirit? Why? Because of the knowledge and in the understanding and the wisdom of what God had. Amen? I read that and I'm like, wow, thank you, Lord. Because I did not know what an excellent spirit was. So I began to search and to pray and to ask God, what is an excellent spirit? An excellent spirit is Daniel. Can somebody call out to you and ask you, hey, can you go get Brother Rich? You know, he's got some pretty good wisdom and have him help me out here. He's making a funny face, but I think that we could go to him. I hope that we could go to one another at any time.
Amen.
Or know somebody that can point us into the right direction. Right? To get that wisdom that we need. Because sometimes, listen folks, that I don't want to say this and be hypocritical or wrong about it. Sometimes we pray and we pray and we pray. Amen. We want God to give us the wisdom on what to do. But sometimes God gives us somebody to give us that answer.
Right.
But with a haughty spirit, right, we neglect to go to somebody and ask for that help or ask for that wisdom to get the answer that we need.
Amen.
The king wanted somebody to tell him his dream. What did my dream mean? What is something in your life you're trying to figure out? What does this mean? Maybe somebody else has gone through it. You go to somebody and you ask, look, this is what it is. You lay it out on the table and guess what? Somebody says something, you got your answer. It's all done.
Yeah. Come on.
You want to know that? You want to know the reason why that is? Your spirit and my spirit are the same.
Uh-huh.
If you're saved.
Right.
The same with God. Amen?
Amen.
Daniel, I think they have six. Daniel chapter 6. Verse number 3. Then this Daniel was preferred above the presidents and princes because an excellent spirit was in him.
Amen.
And the king thought to set him over the whole realm.
Yeah.
Why? Because of his excellent spirit. Because he had wisdom. He had knowledge. Amen? I just thought that was wonderful.
Amen.
And lastly, number 8, let's go to Proverbs chapter 18. I'm glad I got to finish this today.
Amen.
Not that I wouldn't have liked to finish it next Sunday, but who knows what's going to happen from now to then.
Amen.
Amen. Proverbs 18. I got to get there. Right here we go. Proverbs 18. In verse number 14. The spirit of man will sustain his infirmity, but a wounded spirit who can bear. How about a wounded spirit? Boy, wounds are not fun to have. Amen. You ever have any kind of wound to the flesh?
Yeah.
Huh? It hurts, doesn't it? Especially when it starts to scab over. And then you gotta, sometimes it rips off. It hurts. Jim's laughing because he knows.
It's right.
Those big old hands being up in the motor somewhere and he gets his knuckles probably got no skin on left of his knuckles working on all those cars. But you know what I'm saying. You got a wound, and it hurts. And sometimes that wound gets picked at again, right? Maybe it's caused by an unfaithful spirit of a friend, or a haughty spirit of a friend.
Come on.
Amen?
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes those wounds or that injury can cause you to have some bitterness.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Amen? Listen up. A wounded spirit is hard to mend.
That's right.
With a wounded spirit, we need to be careful, especially with our teenagers and our little ones.
Amen. There you go.
We wound those spirits, and guess what?
Yeah.
I mean, they're looking at us.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what they're looking at. And if they get a wounded spirit at a young age, they're going to grow up to have a bitter spirit.
Amen. That's right.
Against the people of God. Am I making sense? Like, we have to be very, very sensitive to those that have the wounded spirits and try to mend those wounded spirits in a godly manner so that they can be mended to God.
That's right. That's good.
Those wounded spirits, they don't need the bandage ripped off and the scab. I don't mean to sound so disgusting, but to have that scab to be revealed again.
They need some ointment.
Amen. They need some ointment. They need some loving. They need some wisdom. Amen. They need somebody with an excellent spirit to help them.
That's good.
A wounded spirit comes from who or from what. But you know, sometimes just life seems to beat you down and cause you to have a wounded spirit, which causes bitterness, unforgiveness, amen, negativity, right?
Yeah.
And sometimes we don't want to deal with that root of bitterness.
That's right.
Or that root of unforgiveness. Or that root of negativity. You know what I'm saying? But with that wounded spirit, it needs to be mended. And that only can come by our Lord and Savior.
Right.
Amen? Amen? Let's look at Psalms 109. Psalms 109 and verse 22. For I am poor and needy, and my heart was wounded within me, the Bible says. Verse 23. I am gone like the shadow when it declineth. I am tossed up and down as a locust. My knees are weak through fasting, and my flesh faileth of fatness. I became also a reproach unto them when they looked upon me. They shaked their heads. You ever have that? It caused some wounds. Amen? Like, amen? Mm-hmm. What's verse 26 say? What's it say? You got a wounded spirit. Listen up. You need to do this right here. I'm being serious.
Amen.
Help
amen.
Me, amen. O Lord my God. Oh, save me according to thy mercy. Ask God to help you.
Amen.
Don't try to cover up those wounds with more wounds.
Yeah.
And more bandages with bandages. Because guess what? They're still there. They need to be healed. As Brother Foreman said, they need some ointment. They need the ointment. The Word of God.
Yes. Amen.
Psalm 62. Psalm 62 and verse number 5. My soul, wait thou only upon God, for my expectation is from Him.
Amen.
He only is my rock and my salvation. He is my defense. I shall not be moved. In God is my salvation and my glory. The rock of my strength and my refuge is where?
In God.
It's only in God. Let's go to Colossians chapter 3. Colossians 3, starting in verse number 12. Put on, therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, vows of mercy, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, long-suffering. Verse 13, forbearing one another, and what? Forgiving one another.
Amen.
If any man have a quarrel against any, even forgiving one another, if any man have a quarrel against any, even as Christ forsake. Let me start over. Even as Christ forgave you also, or so also do ye. And above all these things, put on what? Charity. Which is the bond of what? In verse 15, and let the peace of God rule in your hearts, and to the which also ye are called in one body, and be thankful.
Amen.
If you have a wounded spirit, guess what? Reach out to somebody and ask for help.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Mm-hmm. Don't let it fester inside you.
Yeah.
Don't do it, because it'll eat you out. It'll eat you alive.
Yes, sir.
And then we'll start listening. Remember, I preached this morning, we'll start listening to that voice of self, right?
Yeah.
And then we'll listen to that voice of Satan, which shuts out the voice of our Savior. Right. Amen?
Amen.
Well, I hope that was a blessing.
Amen.
To you about the spirits.
Amen.
We need to be very conscious of that spirit. Remember, it's an attitude.
Right.
And where do we wear our attitudes? Mm. On the outside. Right?
Right.
Amen. Amen. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father, we love you. Lord, we thank you. Lord, I thank you so much, dear God, for this church and these people. And Father, I pray, dear God, during this invitation that you would just work the only way that you can, and that you would get the honor and the glory of it. Lord, we love you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
We'll have an invitation. If you may stand, if you have to come forward for anything.